You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com. What you hear is the sound of a hen that was brooding. She broods over the eggs, and she believes that she's going to be a mommy hen. And in essence, what happens is you need to get in with a broom, literally, and beat her off, chase her off the eggs, because she thinks they're going to hatch, and she sits in them. And last time they sat on one of the, they were sitting on about 22, 23 eggs, and of the 23 eggs, because she was sitting on them, they kind of slow cook, and then we have to throw all the eggs out. But it's not healthy, it's not hygienic either. You find a lot of flies kind of gathering there. But the problem is when you turf them off the eggs, the other hens try and lay on top of them. It just gets very, very messy. We had, when we knocked the last one off, eventually after the 22, 23 eggs, you dump all the eggs, and then the hens, see, this is what some farmers will laugh at me about, but we let the hens out for a walk, silly as it sounds. So when we let them out for a walk, Diana, as we called the last one who went missing, decided to try and go elsewhere and lay her eggs. But the problem is, living in Ballybottle in North Dublin, there's a lot of other animals around, and she didn't return. Now, my spiel is that she was picked up by somebody else and found a nice new home. But it's quite interesting. Now what'll happen in the next couple of days, we'll have to keep her caged in. She's literally being turfed off what she believed were her unborns. And I think if we do let her out in the next couple of days, or if there are more eggs laid, she will try and brood them again. So I'm just going to have to watch this one carefully and hope that she settles back down and realises, no, she's a normal hen and she's just going to keep popping eggs. That's it. The other two hens are staying a little bit away from her, doing their own thing, just sitting there eating grass and walking around like Egypt's, I was going to say headless chickens there, but we'll just have to watch this one now and see what she does. So, fingers crossed, hopefully, you know. Anyhow, interesting what happens in the great outdoors. But it's amazing to see when you go in and try and get them off the eggs, that the wingspan will come out and she'll turn around, she'll peck your hand off you. So it's very much the old broom, you know. Anyhow, that's it for the moment. Talk to you soon, folks. As always, www.donneganlandscaping.com. Take care. Bye-bye.